Good morning. Rain overspread all of interior New York and New England overnight, and with the wet weather, temperatures have gone up. Most everyone is starting in the 40s to around 50 early this morning, and along with the rain, we have locally dense fog. A south-southeasterly wind is accompanying this next system and becoming gusty, especially over the higher terrain, and we will have gusty winds at times throughout the morning. A storm system over the Appalachian Mountain chain will track to the north and over our region during the course of the day. We will continue to see rain falling heavily at times, and with energy associated with this system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, some enhanced precipitation and perhaps even a few rumbles of thunder are possible, especially for the first half of the day today. Eventually, after the latest batch of rain moves through, we'll have some breaks in the steady precipitation by mid to late afternoon and into the evening hours. However, scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm will be possible for the second half of the day as well, as high temperatures out ahead of this system push well into the 50s, with a few spots even touching the 60-degree mark before the day is through. After the system tracks to the north and east of our region, drier air will start to move in tonight. However, we still run the risk of a few rain showers, and temperatures will fall back through the 50s and 40s. We'll wake up with some rain showers on Saturday, but it will turn windy and colder with a northwest wind kicking in early in the day. Any rain showers could shift over to some light snow showers as temperatures drop from the lower 40s back through the 30s in the afternoon. Even drier weather will come in on Saturday night as high pressure moves our way. And on Sunday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with colder air in place, but seasonably chilly with highs staying in the middle and upper 30s. A weak disturbance will head in our direction for Sunday night and Monday. It'll be moisture-starved, but we do run the risk of a few light snow showers through Christmas Eve morning with high temperatures in the mid-30s. On Christmas Day, the weather looks relatively quiet, chilly, but seasonably so, with a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-30s. Another weak disturbance could produce a few snow showers on Wednesday, otherwise dry weather through the middle of the week with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another system moving into the northwest will continue to bring heavy rain and mountain snow from coastal Washington and Oregon into northern California. Conditions will tend to dry out a bit in the Pacific Northwest in between systems, but lower elevation rain and heavy mountain snow could move through parts of the Intermountain West and Rockies during the day. Ahead of this system, temperatures from the Front Range into the plains will be well above normal into the weekend. Across the rest of the Northwest, readings will be near to below normal before another round of heavy rain and high elevation snow move into the Pacific Northwest starting tomorrow afternoon. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 34 degrees, with a south wind at 83, gusting to 92 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 47 degrees, the dew point 43, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.55 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Marathon, Florida, to a low of 7 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and windy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 60s. Boston cloudy and windy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm, lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 31, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.17 of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow, 2.6 inches still for the month, which is now 5.4 inches below normal, and 13 inches for the season, which is 1.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 59 set in 1957, and the record low 18 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley, and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain heavy at times today, windy across the higher terrain with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain, heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs around 60. More rain and perhaps a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, windy across the higher terrain with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain, heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 50s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain, heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, turning windy and colder, perhaps a few snow showers in the afternoon, temperatures falling back from the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, 30s on Sunday. Light snow showers Sunday night and Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Day, lower to mid-30s. A few snow showers Wednesday, mid-30s. And mostly sunny in the mid to upper 30s Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.